Random House Audio presents Tokyo Vice, an American reporter on the police beat in Japan by Jake Edelstein. Read by the author, Jake Edelstein.
Ao wa wakari no hajime. Meeting is merely the beginning of separation. Japanese proverb. Prelude. 10,000 cigarettes. Either erase the story or we'll erase you, and maybe your family, but we'll do them first so you learn your lesson before you die. The well-dressed enforcer spoke very slowly, the way people speak to idiots or children or the way Japanese sometimes speak to clueless foreigners. It seemed like a straightforward proposition. Walk away from the story and walk away from your job, and it'll be like it never happened. Write the article, and there is nowhere in this country that we will not hunt you down. Understand? It's never a smart idea to get on the bad side of the Yamaguchi-gumi, Japan's largest organized crime group. With about 40,000 members, it's a lot of people to piss off. The Japanese mafia, you can call them yakuza, but a lot of them like to call themselves gokudo, meaning literally the ultimate path. The Yamaguchi-gumi is the top of the gokudo heap, and among the many subgroups that make up the Yamaguchi-gumi, the Godo-gumi, with more than 900 members, is the nastiest. They slash the faces of film directors. They throw people from hotel balconies. They drive bulldozers into people's houses, stuff like that. The man sitting across the table and offering me the steel was from the Godo-gumi. He didn't make the proposal in a menacing way. He didn't sneer or squint his eyes. Except for the dark suit, he didn't even look like a yakuza. He had all his fingers. He didn't roll his R's like the heavies in the movies. If anything, he was more like a slightly surly waiter at a fancy restaurant. He let the ash from a cigarette fall onto the carpet.